Smoking in pubs and bars in Wales is now illegal after the ban on smoking in enclosed public places came into force this morning. Wales is the second part of the UK to introduce the ban, and anyone breaking the law faces a hefty fine. Well, our reporter Bridget Senzeki was in Penarth, just outside Cardiff. Bridget.
Christian, I'm in the Windsor Arms in Penarth, a newly smoke-free zone. There are no smoking signs all over the pub and not a single ashtray, although you can still get the whiff of cigarettes, because of course until last night people could still light up here. Now I'm told it's a somewhat reluctant smoke-free zone because the majority of the customers that come here are smokers. Nevertheless, it's another landmark day for the anti-tobacco lobby. It's beer without the cigarettes inside this pub in Cardiff and others across Wales. The total ban on smoking in force from 6 a.m.
I think that's a jolly good thing, that, eh? This should have happened years ago.
From now on, there's a £50 on-the-spot fine for anyone caught lighting up in enclosed public places. Pubs, restaurants, offices and public transport all covered by the ban.
I don't think it's right that other people should be breathing out other people's smoke when they don't smoke themselves.
So I think it's a bit unfair that smokers haven't got somewhere. Why don't they have smoking pubs and no smoking pubs? Then it's your choice when you come off the street whether you're going to a smoking pub or a no smoking pub.
This pub sliced off half its roof to ensure it wouldn't lose its smoking customers. A heater timed to the length of a cigarette aimed at giving smokers some comfort.
Just the inconvenience of having to come outside. If I have a beer, I normally have a cigarette as well, so I will definitely be giving up.
6,000 Welsh people die from smoking-related diseases each year. Passive smoking kills around 400 more. The Welsh Assembly hopes the ban will reduce the number of smokers by 32,000. It's been hailed a success in Scotland, the number of smokers falling by 1.5% since their ban came into force a year ago. But the benefits to health have come at a cost for many businesses. Since the ban, overall drink sales in Scotland are down 11%, food sales have fallen by 3%. Pubs and clubs have found that visits by regular customers are also down. As a result, 34% have cut their costs by reducing staff numbers.
I think, sadly, there is you know, a likelihood that there will be job losses across Wales. As I say, it's probably a relatively short-term thing, a year or so, and it should start to come back again. But in the short term, you know, if trade declines, then one of your biggest costs is labour. So, unfortunately, there will be job losses in Wales.
Did I have an ashtray?
Unfortunately, we're non-smoking at the moment, mate. You'll have to go outside.
Today's ban, a glimpse of what England can expect in 3 months' time. Now, Wales has introduced its ban 3 months ahead of England, so all eyes are going to be very much on how it works, what the impact is on the economy, and, of course, how many smokers actually quit. English pub landlords then have a bit more time to prepare themselves. They'll probably be very relieved that the ban will come into force when the weather's a bit warmer, so smokers can easily smoke outside. The ban comes into force in England on the 1st of July.
Bridget Senzeki in Penarth.